Welcome to TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with my co-host, Kevin Kobach, and our great producer, Kevin 2.0. Let's get it. And this segment's going to be brought to you by Amber Mahoney and Ruoff Mortgage. We both used Amber in the past.
Absolutely.
We know her capabilities and how she can help first-time homebuyers refinancing, just about anything that you need program-wise. She's our go-to person.
I send a lot of my clients to Amber. She's very easy to get a hold of. She's always responsive to my calls. And every client I have sent to her have given nothing but good reviews back.
Right. So let's get through the legal stuff for Amber. Her NMLS number is 13526. You can reach her at 502-741-4612 or amber.mahoney, that's M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, at Ruoff, R-U-O-F-F.com. Ruoff Mortgage is an equal housing lender and member of the Better Business Bureau. NMLS number 141-868. This advertisement is not a commitment to lender. Qualifications are required.
And you let her know that Tom and Kevin sent you.
Hey, folks, welcome to this week's episode of TC Realty's Nonsense Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Chamberlain, along with Kevin Hobart. Kevin, what's up?
I'm doing great. Ready to rock and roll.
Ready to get this.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about what TC Realty has going on in the office, out of the office, everything that we got kind of branching out. So coming up here soon, I am meeting with an agent for a new office in Litchfield.
Oh, you're breaking that news.
Don't know if it's going to go anywhere. I have a good feeling about it, but we'll see how that works out. But, you know, for a year now, I've been really wanting a Litchfield office.
It's good to get in there around the lake.
The lake.
I'm showing two lake properties Friday.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I'd love to have an office there. So like you, for instance, if you're showing properties down there, you'd have an office to take clients to down there.
Yep.
Make copies, you know, whatever the case may be. That's pretty exciting on my end. I'm hoping this meeting goes well and we were able to hash everything out. Still working on getting a Bardstown office going. So if we get those two worked out along with the two we have, you know, that'll be four different, brokerages we have or offices we have.
Tanya's heading that up, right?
Yeah.
Tanya. She'd be good at that.
Oh, she's a rock star.
Gets all the good signs.
She gets all the good signs.
Yep. She have her own closet of signs.
I think she does.
I think, cause I know we get like
what's left over.
Right. But I bet she's got like a closet and a lock and
Tanya
key.
Tanya gets first pick and then y'all get the scraps. Right.
We get the magic markers and the cardboard.
The magic markers are almost out of ink.
Right. Not the good magic markers. Right.
The dollar store ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been getting a little pressure about getting my broker's license in Indiana. I know you had mentioned it, but I've had several other people mention it now.
You don't have to have an office over there, though, right?
Yes, you do.
So you'd have to have somebody open an office?
I'd have to open an office.
I don't know that.
So, you know, unless I could find an Indiana agent that was willing to be a managing partner.
I don't want.
So, you know, it's there's a lot going on with that. You know, as far as what we have going on, of course, our truck has been a huge hit. You know, our moving truck is, I mean, it's been every weekend it's gone. It's gone right now. So, you know, that's been great for our clients to be able to use a free truck to move their contents in when they buy or sell with us. Brought on a lot of new agents here recently, man.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I show up for a meeting, and of course we got to change the group text every 2 days.
Right.
But I mean, it's fine. You just do it how you want to do it.
I plan on it.
I know you do.
Thank you, though.
Yep.
I did take your recommendation in consideration.
I don't think you look deep enough.
No,
I
did.
There's a way.
No, I looked deep enough and even had Megan help me.
Oh, well, if Megan helped you and couldn't figure it out, that's a whole different.
I mean, it was basically you had to have another app like our workplace.
Can't you just name the group text one group text?
You can't add people to it take them away.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So if you have a group text in your iPhone, you can't take people out.
Well, we have some people that don't have iPhones.
Oh, is that what screws up the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when they hire in, just tell them.
I can't accept your license if you don't have an iPhone?
Yeah. By the way, Casey Clark walked over or hollered at me across the street the other day.
Okay.
He got caught up on all the podcasts while he's on his trip. And
okay.
He said, I got things to say.
Does he?
Yeah.
What's he got to say?
Well, he wants us to have the ability to call in.
Okay.
Is what he wants. And okay. I said, you know what? Maybe that's something we'll start looking into as we decide to to grow with the TV and all that other stuff. I said, we need to make an ability to call in.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about the phone issue. And he said, there's no reason Tom should not offer a company phone to everybody that comes in the office.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's not me saying that.
Right. That's Casey Clark.
Casey Clark.
That makes
is
sense.
Saying that.
Same guy that while he was on vacation on his private yacht that he had somebody mow his grass. Yes.
Yeah. He tried to call in from his, you know.
His yacht.
His yacht.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks that you ought to issue company phones to everybody.
Well, I will take it under advisement.
Okay.
That's
just,
all I can
just
do.
Just like the app.
Just like the app.
Yeah. But he has things to say.
Yeah.
He wanted me to tell you.
Good, good, good.
That's just one.
Yeah. So we have Realtor Day at the Track coming up. So it's basically a place at Churchill Downs where all the realtors and lenders all meet and have a good day. And
enjoy that.
And I do too. Enjoy some food and a lot of networking going on. Hopefully you win a couple races. So we have that coming up. And also at the same weekend, we had the Mount Washington Spring Festival, which is, what's that, May 10th and 11th? Is that what that is? I think it's May 10th and 11th.
I think so.
Yeah. So we'll be at the Mount Washington Spring Festival. I'm going to be doing a great big, really nice giveaway yet to be determined. So stop by our booth. A lot of our agents will be funneling in and out, working it, hanging out, answering questions. Come by and, you know, if you're thinking about buying or selling, don't know the process, we'll all be there to help you and give you some good answers. Try to win this prize that I'm going to give away.
It's the booth all day.
Friday, it's from 4 to 8 p.m. Okay. And then Saturday, it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So at the next meeting, can we just come by whenever?
Yeah, so next meeting we have here coming up in a few days, I'm going to try to get a roster together of who's planning on working at Wynn so we don't have 50 people in the booth at one time.
Okay.
And just we'll try to figure it out. But
if you had the app set up, you could schedule that.
Oh, could you?
Yeah, but
I'll take that under advisement also.
Do what you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have been.
I noticed.
So, yeah, so there's a lot of things going on with TC Realty. Like I said, we brought on some new agents. We just had Trevor on last week, a new agent, young kid, really aggressive, really excited to learn everything. It's really been awesome to train him just because he's just taking it in so much, and he keeps saying, man, I didn't learn none of this stuff in school.
I hope he sticks with it.
I do too. And I've kind of set his expectations. I'm like, look, man, it takes a little while to get going. I have my license. Where's my money?
Yep.
You know, his attitude's perfect. You know, in our last meeting, man, some of his comments on some questions I was asking was hilarious. Just draw me a blueprint of what you want.
Right.
And then, we got Brittany McIntyre's coming in from Mount Washington. She's a new agent. I think she's going to do really well. And then we have Lisa Keon that's getting ready to come on board as a new agent also. So, you know, we have been really accepting a lot of new agents coming just out of school. And I have another one I'm going to interview next week that just finished school and getting ready to take their test. So, you know, I like working with fresh slates and teaching them how the TC way is. Not necessarily it's the right way or the wrong way. It's just our way. And every brokerage has their own way.
You don't have to break habits that way.
Yeah, you don't. And so, you know, I'm excited about doing some training with all them and getting them in the motion and going on. But, yeah, we have a lot of things going on. And we're still always looking at experienced agents and agents that are just coming out of school. I mean, I'd love to talk to anybody that's interested in checking out independent. You know, we have a lot of things that we can offer that the franchises can't. You know, we don't have the office fees like they may have. You know, our splits are better. You know, we don't have to pay all these franchise fees to the Century 21, Remax, Exit, EXP, United people. We don't have to do that.
A selling point here, too, is, and I don't mean this as you don't want us to sell, you're not pushing us to sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pressure, like a pressure work environment here.
No.
You don't feel like you just need to go out and do you. Go out and sell. Go out and do whatever it is that you do.
You be as busy as you want to be.
Right.
And that's been my motto.
Yeah. And it's a really good, like, I cannot wait till I practically do this full time now, it feels like sometimes, but until I don't have the hindrance of going to Ford.
Right.
And I can't wait till I can do this full time because it's just going to put so much pressure off me.
Well, I just know when I was with KW, when I was with Keller Williams, it was a ton of pressure.
Yeah. You got a lot of obligations you got to meet.
Yeah, you know, did you call 50 people today? Did you go shake 25 hands today? Did you start up 12 real estate conversations today? I mean, it was just that kind of pressure just on you, on you, and on you. And, you know, I think their expectations were different than my expectations. So, you know, and I did well there, but I already had so much in the pipeline when I got out of school that I hit the ground running. I was ready to go. But, you know, there's a lot of expectations and pressure that a lot of people don't like, and we just don't have that here. You know, we have one person that came over from United and was like, you know, it's night and day here because we don't have that pressure. We don't wear people out to, what are you selling today? What are you selling today? I'm always here to help you, but you're never going to say, I'm never going to tell you, why aren't you selling homes? Why aren't you listing homes? It's just not the way I do business. I'd rather you be more comfortable.
Yeah, you end up getting more success that way, yeah. I think. You know, there's power in numbers. If you have more people that want to be here, ultimately that's going to bring you more success.
Well, I also look at it a way too. Okay, if you're not doing a whole lot, but you see 7 agents that are killing it, well, it's a competition. You want to do well too. You know, you want to be up there with those 7 agents that are rocking it. So you're going to work a little harder. You know, it's just human nature, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's a definite. When you're in a room with your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely want to be able to be in that conversation.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to just sit there and not have anything to discuss.
Right.
So.
Oh, another new agent. Actually, I forgot about these. You know, we brought in Jacob. It's out of Kelsey's office. And Krista Oakley came over from KW in her office. And then we have Taylor.
You're getting so many agents that you're going to have to start taking roll call.
I'm going to have to do a roll call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kelsey's office has been, I mean, they've been doing well. I mean, Jacob's just getting up and doing some training. But Crystal's an experienced agent for several years, so she didn't need no training. She's ready to go. But Taylor has been on fire. She's been doing really good.
Yeah. She's got lots of, you know, you see her on social media. Mm-hmm. She's got lots of ideas too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's always trying to
crunch. And I'm telling you, if you've never done this and done another job, it's not easy.
It's not.
It is just not easy because, you know, I have an easy job at Ford,
mm-hmm.
and
it's still not easy
because I have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be where people need me to be.
Right.
That is the biggest,
mm-hmm.
you know, hindrance to trying to do this and do something else. So, man, when I see people like that who are carrying other jobs and doing that, I got a lot of respect for that
because mm-hmm.
it's really hard.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Kelsey. Her office in Mount Washington is really taking off. She just became the president of the Small Business Association of Mount Washington.
Yep.
So that'll give her a lot of growth and a lot of
the networking and the connections there is going to be.
Yeah. So
huge.
I'm proud of her for that. She's really been busting her hump, on top of a job that she works part time and 5 kids. So she's getting her done. I mean,
yeah, Kelsey's doing great.
If it wasn't for Justin, her husband, boy, I think she'd be in the weeds.
Yeah.
He takes a lot of pressure off of her.
Yep.
But, it works for them and they're killing it. They're doing good.
I want a title. Can I be like vice president of agent management or something?
Oh,
I can,
yeah. Sure. Just whatever you want.
I mean, I don't want any responsibility. I don't want anything to come along with that. I just
want a title?
Yeah, like a title. Like something. So we need to work on that.
Yeah, I just got a... Dang. What's Brooks sending me?
Brooks?
Our buddy Brooks.
Right, he's a listener. He listens every Monday.
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I just got your text, Brooks.
Yeah, we had some discussions today about his future.
Mm-hmm. You did. So, you all did?
Yeah.
Good deal.
We're just kicking. Yeah, I'm vice president of agent management.
Right. So they come with no responsibility.
They come to me
right
before they come see you, and right. They're like, you know, what do you think? I mean, that's you got to have an order of who you go to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I don't want to do anything. But just like something I can, like a desk to sit at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We can work something
named
out.
Name that, you know.
Can I be your assistant?
Yeah.
2.0 be assistant.
Assistant vice president to agent management.
So basically,
he helps me do nothing.
Nothing. Well, y'all are going to be number one at that position.
But we're here.
Right.
You know, we're always like looking like we're busy.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. So,
yeah, we just kind of wanted to get you, everybody, after listening up to date of what we have going on. So yeah, there's a lot going on in real estate right now. The market's heating up. It's spring. New listings coming up. I think everybody has a bunch of new listings coming up. I know Sherry's got a bunch coming up. I've got a couple coming up. So yeah, it's starting to pick up, folks. So the interest rates aren't going anywhere. So don't wait for them to go down, because it won't happen.
And if you want a house with 10 acres, call me.
Yeah. Kevin's got a house with 10 acres. That's barely overpriced. So holler at him.
I'll work that out with you.
Right. But yeah, there's a lot of opportunity right now as far as if you want to switch your current brokerage to us, or if you want to go to school, if you want some information on that and how to get that done, I'd be glad to sit down and talk to you and show you all your options, and then get you going like everybody else.
Yeah, or you call 2.0, he'll get you with me, and then I'll get you with Tom.
Right.
So that's
so that's your job responsibility.
Right. You got to have a way to go through this.
Okay. Instead of just calling me directly.
Oh yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Okay. 502-905-5065 is my number. Just bypass the idiots and just call me.
Yeah, might be a lot easier.
Yeah.
We're too busy doing other stuff.
Too busy doing nothing. Okay, guys, we're going to get into our break. We'll be right back. Are you ready to find the home of your dreams? Look no further than TC Realty.
At TC Realty, we're dedicated to making your real estate journey seamless and stress-free.
Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, we have the expertise to help you navigate the market and find the perfect property tailored to your needs.
Join our satisfied customers who found the home of their dreams with us.
Don't wait any longer. Call TC Realty today at 502-905-5065 or visit our website, tc-realty-ky.com.
TC Realty, where we are a better way to buy and sell.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the nonsense portion of our podcast. Kev, what do you got going for today?
Man, we got a major, major Mount Washington Facebook beef.
Can't wait to get into this.
Well, I mean, you're already aware of it.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. The Mount Washington historic landmarks have been removed.
They have been removed.
Yeah.
Is that the same mayor that was advocating keeping them when he was running?
Yeah, he ran on keeping the history
of Mount Washington.
Of Mount Washington. Yeah. It took a picture in front of that one.
Yeah.
The White House.
Yep. Yep.
And then, you know, subsequently had it taken down.
Right.
Which he did. I mean, we talked to Greg about all that with was it CBS or?
CBS owns it. CBS. Yeah,
they own that property, but it needed to be taken down.
But he can't run on that and then
advocate. No, the problem was the problem that people were pushing back on was he ran on something he knew he couldn't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he got votes. He had people vote for him based on something that he couldn't possibly do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's basically saying, vote for me. I'm going to save Mount Washington, knowing he couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
Because he didn't own those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally, I guess the way it went down is they basically convinced them that the best way to sell that property would be get rid of that building that was about ready to cave in on itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it had all that issues with the oil and the gas and all that stuff that was in the ground there. So the EPA wasn't going to let them do anything with it anyway.
You know, I've heard that, but then I've also heard that wasn't the case. That was just a rumor. So well, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
You would think after so long that you could just, I don't know. But the building, that corner building had to go.
It was an eyesore.
I wish the city would buy that lot now and just expand the intersection there.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good idea.
But, you know, they'll probably put something there, I'm sure. But that intersection there, backs all the way up to the
McDonald's and the other red light.
Yeah, McDonald's intersection right mm-hmm. there. And a lot of times, it's if you could just had a turning lane where you could turn right there,
that'd be key. Fine.
Yeah. Put in a turning lane, it's good. Greg said I should be on the board of ideas.
Yeah, I remember him saying that. But I don't think he was serious.
No, I think he was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think he was 100% serious about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that happens.
So, but there's a lot of pushback on whether it should have been taken out, shouldn't have been taken out. But it just gives people something to do.
It needed to go, man. It was an eyesore. And actually probably a hazard. If somebody got in there, it wasn't a very stable building.
A lot of people wanted to know why they didn't just take out the corner building mm-hmm. and leave the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. Well, number one, I don't think it was physically possible mm-hmm. to do that the way they were all connected. But secondly, that other house that people say historic
mm-hmm.
was apparently ate up and getting ready to fall over.
Oh, I'm sure it's.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looked good on the outside.
I'm sure it's probably early 1900s built.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
Yeah, but apparently there was issues with that. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of pushback on our buddy.
So, our buddy.
Who was behind that.
Yeah, definitely not my buddy.
Is Brooke still having issues with his deal? Is that what
No, we're all straight.
Did you get it all worked out? Yeah. You look like you got it worked out.
You know
out.
What I do?
Yeah. You can always tell when you're in flux.
Mm.
He's not in flux, Brooks, so you ain't got to worry about that. So
he's dealing with a first-time home buyer.
Yeah. Speaking of, we were sitting here talking to Greg, can we give a shout-out to Megan's food truck?
Oh, boy.
My
Ironwood Concessions. Mm-hmm. Go follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, go find them on Facebook. She's
she just launched
here.
Her website today. She'll have some pop-up events coming everywhere. She'll be at the Bullitt County Fair. She'll be – by the time this drops, it'll already be over with. But she was at the Mount Washington Police Foundation car show.
Yeah. So they ran like a little trial run here.
Yep.
And we had a few VIP members come out.
Who were they?
You know, me, Shay, my daughter.
Trey.
Right, Trey. Oh, well, and the Gentries may have been there.
Right.
Too. But I got to tell you, and I'm not just saying this, the food was incredible.
Yeah, they have Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
They have chicken cheesesteaks,
mm-hmm.
Italian sausage, Polish sausage. You know, when you smell those onions and peppers all cooking on the grill when you're at the fair and. Fresh squeezed lemonade, French fries, and you can get the French fries like you can get Philly cheesesteak with all that stuff on there.
Yeah, go check them out. They're, yeah, I think
Ironwood Concessions.
She's going to be really successful with that.
Yeah.
Can we do like a TC Realty beer and bourbon one?
Ooh, good idea, man. You should be on Greg's
ideal
board.
The idea board is what he wants me to be on.
Mm.
So I think we can do that. And you can roll up in neighborhoods or maybe like a margarita truck.
Ooh.
Do you know what you could do in Rivercrest?
Oh, you'd kill it in Rivercrest, wouldn't you?
You'd never make it out of there. You never. But I've never. I know. I guess you've got to have a liquor license to do that. But can you do a rolling? Can you do a rolling liquor truck?
You know, I don't know.
Because we have coffee trucks.
There's no alcohol involved. You can drive with a cup of coffee. You can't drive with a beer.
I understand, but I'm not driving in a beer. The beer is driving to me.
Right, but you still have to drive at some point.
That's a good point. I do have to drive at some point.
Right.
But if you're coming right to my house, we should do a mark. Look, wherever Megan sets up, what goes best with a Philly cheesesteak and sausage and a margarita?
Well, I told her, I said, you can't sell alcohol out here, but I can put a cooler right next to it and just sell beer right here beside you.
We can set up a margarita truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just have all kind of, like a slushy truck. You have all your different flavors, your peach, your whatever.
Don't Brandon Forced Edge have that wine truck? And he sets up everywhere.
So there you go. We do a
margarita
truck.
So it is possible.
Yeah. Or a bourbon truck.
Mm. What a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you have to do it on weekends, and I'm usually late.
I am too. We'll put the.
It was a good idea in theory.
We'll put the associate vice president.
Right, 2.0.
Yeah, you just kick it down, kick the can down the road.
But I thought he didn't do nothing. I thought it was part of y'all's job. You don't do nothing.
Well, he's going to have to do that.
Step up.
Right.
Team player.
When you're number three, you got to take
off.
You
got to earn your keep.
Yeah, that you do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't do anything else. But that's just an idea.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Greg's got to recruit you for that idea board.
I think so. Well, it was his idea, not mine, and I think it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Casey would vouch for you.
Definitely. If he could call in right now, he would.
That's right.
He'd call in to vouch for you. We got to set that up somehow.
You know who's going to call in? Casey, 50,000 times on different voices.
Yeah.
He'd be like the Howard Stern show when Casey got done with it.
Yeah. Because, you know, they travel everywhere and kick it to the radio. We need to buy a radio time slot. We can just go on, then just have people call in. You could get on the radio from here with the Comrex.
Mm.
So you need to work on that.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Look into that. We can get on 84.
I'm going to take it under consideration.
Have you heard the late shows that are on 84?
Yes.
Can't be worse than that, man. It's awful. And those guys do it from like their mom's basement.
Right.
They have to. So anyway, did you see the guy that's running for president? Not the two that you know. He's a 35-year-old math teacher, and he's officially changed his name to literally anyone else. That's his name.
Quit it.
No. He's a guy from Texas. His first name's literally. His last name's Else, and his middle name is Anyone.
Wow.
Is this genius or awesome or stupid?
Stupid. Stupid.
I mean, he's almost on the ballot in Texas.
What happens if he got on the ballot and won? I mean, is this the guy you really want leading your nation?
A 35-year-old math teacher.
Yeah.
Who had the idea to change his name to literally anyone else.
Yeah. He's teaching multiplication and subtraction. I don't think he's qualified to have the nuclear arms codes.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess if Kennedy can't get on all the ballots, he probably can't either.
Right.
So.
Hey, Kennedy's not a bad option, really, man. The guy's pretty in the middle.
Is that what he runs on, mm-hmm. in the middle?
Yeah, he's just in the middle, man. He's really the kind of the old Kennedy Democrat where they wasn't so leftish. He's kind of right in the middle. I mean, he's got good ideals. He really does. Yeah. Unfortunately, he will never get the traction like Ross Perot could never get the traction. But I'm
pretty sure I voted for Ross Perot.
I think I did too.
Yeah, we were like 18. It was
our first.
19.
It was our first election,
votable election. Mm-hmm. I think I voted for Ross Perot.
Yeah. But I just don't know that he'll get the traction to do it. But he's, I mean, he's not a bad guy.
You remember his vice president, that admiral guy?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh, he was an admiral and like had no political experience. Not that Ross Perot did. But
Donald Trump didn't.
They kept asking this guy questions, and they asked him, like, I don't know, something about like abortion or whatever. And he goes, huh? Say that again.
Right.
It's the greatest.
I had to look that up. I'm sure I can find it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Ross Perot's vice president.
Ross Perot's vice president. Yeah. Admiral something.
I'll check that out.
And then they asked him the same question. He goes, I don't care.
James who?
Stockdale. Admiral Stockdale.
He goes, I don't remember him.
He said, I don't care what a woman does with her body. Just do what you want. And then the place erupted. He was so confused by, like, why would I care?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know.
Like, it's not my business.
Like, he didn't know it was coming.
Right.
I think he was debating, like, I don't know, Walter Mondale or somebody like that. It was something to see. So, I went through, when I was researching these coaches and stuff, I came across NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have listed here. I'm going to see how many you can guess.
Okay.
The top six NIL athletes across all sports. You know every one of them.
Okay.
And I bet the top two is not who you think it is.
I'm going to go with the gymnastics lady from LSU.
Number three.
Okay.
At 3.7 million.
That's strong, isn't it?
It is strong.
I know them all.
You've heard of them all. But I think you're not going to think of number two, and you're going to.
How many is there?
I listed six.
Okay. So you have her. Is there any baseball players on
there?
Nope. Any soccer players?
Nope. Basketball players. They're all basketball, football, and gymnastics.
Your quarterback from USC?
Nope.
Caleb Williams wasn't on there?
Nope. Two of them have famous fathers, the top two.
Bronny James.
Bronny James is number one.
Bronny's going to the NBA. They're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, he averaged 5 points on a USC team, and he's going to the NBA.
5.8 million.
Golly.
In NIL deals. Not paid by the school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just it's advertising. Yeah, yeah. In the NIL deals.
So, Bronny, and there's another one with a famous dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, as soon as you hear it, you'll be like, good Lord.
Who?
Shadir Sanders.
Lord have mercy.
Deion's kid.
Yeah.
Actually, the fourth one has a famous uncle. Famous. Very famous uncle. He's a football player.
Who is it? Oh.
Arch Manning. Arch Manning. Four. Yeah, and you never get five. It's Travis Hunter, the guy that played the two-way sport for whatever. But that sort of surprised me.
So who was number one again?
Bronny James.
At how much?
5.8 million.
As a freshman in college?
As a freshman in college.
Wow.
Who barely played.
Barely played. Averaged, what, 12 minutes a game?
Yep. Now, see this. The Libby Dunn gets it from, she's like the most followed Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Her Instagram.
She's dating an LSU baseball player. Or he just actually went to the pros, didn't he?
He's just got caught up in AAA.
Yeah.
The dude with the 80s porn stash.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name now. But, yeah, he'll probably be in the major leagues this year. But they do a whole thing where they don't call them up until after May. Because then that year don't count.
Okay.
So so that way when you sign them, the next year contract is actually year one.
Mm-hmm.
So they skip a whole year. But yeah, I was shocked to see Arch Manning and Travis Hunter in there along with guys like that.
Right.
But so I guess Bronny James does all his out west. I don't see him doing anything out here.
No,
he'll be good at Louisville next year, though.
No, he'll be at UK.
Uh-oh.
No, he'll be at Arkansas. with Coach
that
Cal.
That would be so funny. I think he goes in the NBA and he gets drafted.
There's no way he gets drafted. There's no way. He's horrible.
Somebody's going to draft him. You put him on the team just to generate whatever.
It's like the Ball brothers. Horrible.
One of them's decent.
Yeah, one. Was it Lorenzo?
No, it's the third. The second one was terrible. The third one that's at Charlotte.
Okay.
There's one of them that's been
pretty good.
Been pretty good.
Yeah.
The one's been hurt.
Lonzo, the oldest, has been hurt. Second one's trash.
Like Casey's chili. Right. Just like Casey's chili. He was no good. So, like Bronny James.
Right.
Yeah. So, now that I'm reading this, I wonder if we talked about this before. I was wondering if it came up before.
What is it?
I was talking about movie props.
We talked about movie props.
Did we talk about the Titanic door
that
sold for $718,000?
There was a bunch of them we talked about.
Yeah, that was the one because I wrote down the ones that I wanted, and then I was thinking, I think I went by that before, but I changed it because I put on there, if I could buy any movie item, it would be the drum set from Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Don't you touch my drums.
That's the ones I would take. Or Rocky's Gold Gloves. That was the other one.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would take that one and that. So, but yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. So, you excited about the basketball season coming up? Or are you excited about football? That comes first.
Right as my laptop dies. How did I time that out perfect? I'm excited about football.
We got our spring game coming up here. Pretty excited about that.
But our schedule is brutal.
It's pretty awful.
So,
what do you predict? How many wins?
I mean, 7 wins is a good year.
You think you'll get 7?
I think so. We get 7 every year. So,
but your schedule's not been this tough.
Last year it was tough. We played 4 top 10 teams.
Yeah, but isn't it tougher this year? Don't you have Texas?
How can you get tougher than 4 top 10 teams?
5 top 10 teams.
5 top 10 teams. Well, we beat one of the top 10 teams that we played last year.
Who was that?
Louisville.
They weren't top 10.
They were 9 when we played them.
I don't think so.
I think so. Were they? Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah, because they were the 5th top 10 team that we played.
Okay.
Or 4th top 10 team we played.
So, do you play Texas this year?
Yep.
Who else do you add that you normally didn't play?
Arkansas.
Yeah. Bobby 3.0.
We go to Ole Miss again.
That's tough. Lane's tough.
Yep. So, and then, of course, we got Georgia, Florida, Tennessee.
But wasn't there somebody else besides Texas that's brand new to the conference y'all have?
Oklahoma, we don't play them till next year.
Okay. So you don't get Oklahoma this year?
No, we don't get them next year. They're basically running back almost the same schedule. We got Auburn. Auburn and Arkansas.
They've been down for a few years.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that's a very winnable game there. Arkansas's winnable. I guess it depends on what Bobby you get.
Yeah. What is he, the offensive coordinator right now? I can't believe that team went back there. That's incredible. Y'all going to bring Patino back
we
here?
We did. We went back there twice, though.
That's unbelievable. No, I think the team's going to be good. But like I said, I mean, you can't win 10 games. You win 10 games, you're playing for a national title.
In the SEC, you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with it's just we go to Ole Miss again somehow. So
that's a tough place to play.
It's impossible. And Lane Kiffin's going to have them. They're going to be probably top 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he's a master at that transfer portal.
Yep. So
he's got that figured out.
I think we'll be all right. What are y'all looking at? I ain't paid no attention.
I mean, we go at Stanford, which I think is going to be a winnable game. They're down. We have Notre Dame at Notre Dame. That's always going to be tough. Definitely going to that game just because I've never seen a game up there. And everybody goes up there and says it's amazing.
Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So I'm going to go to Notre Dame game. We got Miami again here. Kentucky at Kentucky. And then, you know, we got the rest of scrubs like we always do. So,
yeah.
10, 11 wins.
So, UK is probably your hardest?
No. Be Notre Dame for sure.
Oh, no. No, UK be your hardest game.
Probably.
Again.
Yeah, we'll be there for that game, too. I'm going to stay in Lexington. And if we win, I'm just going to start burning couches in the middle of the street and stuff, you know.
If you win.
Yeah, we're going to burn couches.
Are you going to go into that game telling me y'all going to win again like you do every year?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think why I would change it up now.
I respect it.
Why would I change it up now?
Stick with your guns. Yeah. What's your expectation on your first year, coach? What if you don't make the tournament?
Basketball tournament?
Yep.
I'm okay with that. First year. I am. I mean, for where we've been at, I mean, we...
So disappointed. That's such a disappointing answer.
It is. But I'm telling you, we've lost everybody on the
team. You're going to become Indiana if you're not careful.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
We've got that series starting, Kentucky-Indiana.
That's why Cal left. He didn't want to go to Indy.
Yeah. You're going to become Indiana if you're not careful.
No, we won't be there. If we made the tournament, I would consider it a tremendously successful year. Just from where we've been at the last 2-3 years, you know.
But UK goes out in Sweet 16's disappointing season.
But you didn't have to go with 4 wins for a year. I mean, you did go with 9 that one year.
We did.
But you didn't go with 4. You didn't go with 12 wins in 2 years.
Right.
So, you know, you can't set your expectations too high when you have that. If he missed a tournament and got an NIT bid, I'd call it a good year. And, you know, it's something to build on. So it's all about how he gets in a transfer portal. I mean, he got 2 of his players that he had there. He got that one boy that's a pretty good transfer from where's he from?
James Madison. Yeah.
He's got some other coming in this weekend, so we should know shortly on those. So, I mean, he very well could make the tournament the first year. I mean, but it'd be if he makes a tournament first year, I don't care what it costs, I'm going to watch it. I don't care if they're playing in Alaska.
Yeah, I ain't been in a tournament game in a long time, right?
COVID.
That's last time?
Yeah.
2020?
We were going to be a number – no, 2021, I guess, because we was going to be a number one seed. And then they ended it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, so that was the year that Dayton was good, and mm-hmm. Baylor was good. Baylor won the
– 2021.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baylor won that tournament.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, my expectations, I don't know much about the coach, so I'm just going to wait and see on this, you know. I was so full of sure that Kenny was the guy, and boy, did he let me down. So, I'm not stepping on that pile of manure again.
Well, I enjoy the expectations.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
So, the new coach this year, what is your expectation?
Sweet 16. You got to get out of the first round.
So, if you don't get to the Sweet 16, is it a disappointing year?
No, it's a disappointing year. You don't fire the guy, but it's disappointing
year. Yeah, but it's a disappointing year.
You should every single year at Kentucky be in the second weekend. Every single year.
If you don't go to a bowl game in football, is it a disappointing year?
Yeah, because he's changed the standard there. You know, I remember when we went – I took my boys when they're 12. They still talk about it. They were 10 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
We went 6 wins, went to Music City Bowl and played Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 8 degrees.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And I was telling the kids, I said, listen, guys, this does not happen. Mm-hmm. You suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know when we'll be back here.
Right.
And we won 6 games.
Right.
And played Clemson.
Yeah.
And I was never so cold in my life, but I was like, y'all need to, this is father and son bonding time right here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be telling your grandkids about the bowl game you went to.
Right. But they may not get back.
But Stoops has changed mm-hmm. the expectation there. So
no bowl game and not a Sweet 16 is both disappointing seasons.
Yeah. You don't go to a bowl game in football. That's disappointing. Now.
There's a 50,000 of them.
Right.
Bowl games.
Yeah. They should go.
If you don't win 6 games, you're out. I don't know. They had some 5-win teams, didn't they?
Yeah. We played 3 scrubs in Louisville. So that's 4 wins right there every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you got 2 more. So you should be able to beat, at least get 2 SEC wins. It takes 2 or 3 SEC wins to get to a bowl game. So you do that, you're in.
Right.
So I feel good about that.
A good deal.
But the basketball team, they can't, you cannot go out in the first round. That's the pressure this coach is going to have. You cannot go out the first weekend. We're sick of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't the place where you can survive and do that. We ran Tubby out for way worse.
Yeah, I did, man. Yeah.
You know, and I like Tubby.
I did, too.
I didn't necessarily think he played a tough schedule. Yeah, he lost 10 wins. He'd play anybody. You know, Cal won't play in the Maui. He won't play in any of them. We got invited to play in that Nike tournament they're doing that's going to be badass next year,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't do it. So, you know, hopefully the new coach comes in and understands that you got to do that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no preseason, the Maui tournament, all those preseason tournaments. Yeah, I didn't ever do any of those.
Nothing. No, he was like, oh, he'd go, oh.
That gets them ready to go.
Kids love that.
Well, sure.
They love that. They want to go play in that stuff. And everybody wants to see Kentucky in them.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just middle fingers up to everything. He didn't care about any of that.
Okay.
And you're listening to this now, you know who the coach is. We don't. We're filming this early.
We don't film nothing. We're recording.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's, you know, Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
That's who I'm guessing.
Richard.
Richard.
You're getting Richard. You're getting both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not Scott Drew, that's going to be very disappointing.
It will be. I feel good about Scott Drew.
I don't want it, but if somebody's saying, oh, it's Shaka Smart, that's going to be tough.
You're not liking that
pick? I'm not liking that pick.
Why don't you like that pick?
I just
you were just advocating last week for him because he was so good at took BCU. And
yeah, that was for Louisville.
Same thing Trevor said. He's okay for Louisville, but not for Kentucky.
Because y'all are fine going to the NIT. You told me that. Right. You can go to the NIT every year.
Not every year.
That's
but,
what you want.
But our first year,
it's
I'd
on
be
record.
Okay.
I didn't say, yeah, NIT, I rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Yep.
Okay, guys, till next week. Later.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Just follow us on all the social media platforms. Just search TC Realty and be prepared every Monday. We'll drop in new episodes. In the famous words of Dre,
just chill till the next episode.